The Department of Labor was established 26 years ago. I have the Act of Congress here before me, and now I want to quote it. It is to foster, promote, and develop the welfare of the wage earners of the United States, to improve their working conditions, and to advance their opportunities for profitable employment. In 1913, when this law was passed, there were only 2,000 employees and three bureaus. Today, I am speaking for the 6,750 men and women in the nine bureaus of the Department of Labor, and they're all engaged in promoting and developing the welfare of the 33 million wage earners of the United States. From the feeding of babies to the economic troubles of older workers, from the Americanization of aliens to the prevention of silicosis and lead poisoning, the Department of Labor, in other words, is concerned with people in their work. The department is interested in improving their living conditions as well as their working conditions. Our Children's Bureau is working now to reduce the nation's high maternal and premature baby death rates. This bureau studies the conditions under which the 43 million American children live, the opportunities open to them, the safeguards afforded them. In the belief that child welfare is the test of democracy, it collects facts on their health, social conditions, and employment, and makes these available. It advises parents about thumbsucking and answers questions of lawmakers, welfare agencies, and juvenile courts. Three of its divisions, child health, crippled children, and child welfare, have the spending of federal grants of more than $8 million a year. And the industrial division looks after the interests of the working child and administers the federal child labor statute. When the Conciliation Service was started about 26 years ago, the Secretary of Labor reported that it handled several situations in its first year. In 1938, this bureau handled over 4,000 situations, that is, an industrial dispute, involving 1.5 million workers. Employers and labor unions both asked for its increasing services as mediator in industrial disputes, such as strikes and lockouts, and as an arbiter and consultant in averting threatened labor troubles. The Wage and Hour Division is charged with enforcing an act affecting 11 million workers throughout the country. Nearly one out of every four wage earners is covered by its provisions, which set a floor under wages and a ceiling over hours. The Wage and Hour Division has to see that all employees, with certain exceptions, engaged in interstate commerce or the production of goods for interstate commerce, are paid at least 25 cents an hour and at least time and a half for all hours they work over 44 in any one week.